Nether, how can I help you?
Hi, yes, may I speak to Rick Martin?
For sure. Can I have your good name?
Yeah, it's Doria Miller.
Okay, just give me a moment.
Thank you.
Okay, Doria, are you still there?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, is this about Adrian's website for car.com? Are you from
Yes,
car?
it is.
All
Yes.
right, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad. So, tell me about it. I received the email. Rick's in the loop as well. Actually, Rick's in the office right now, so I'd be the one speaking to you. So, but I'm in the loop of the whole communication, so tell me about it.
Got it. Okay. So basically, like just to kind of give you a brief synopsis, our team is going to be handling SlabShare's API connection to basically secure the endpoint and have the iframe show through on their website.
Right.
But I was thinking that he's going with you guys on that. I think the issue here is the access or the level of access that we can give to you all to kind of take over the work that we've already scoped out. So I need to
Exactly.
have a better understanding of what it is that you guys need, if our team can even give you that access. He's provided the email to
Right.
give in case we can, but I need a better understanding. And I apologize in advance. I'm not a super technical person. I'm just trying to get to the bottom
Oh no,
of
you're
what
good. You're
can be
good.
done.
Yeah. I appreciate you calling in. So, Dory, I had to speak to you today, and we had to get this done with because Adrian's been waiting on this as well. So, I appreciate you calling in. And as far as the access is concerned, I think you guys don't give access to the back end. I mean, you don't give access to the
No.
core, right? You would be giving the access to the back end, as you, the console.
Right. Yeah. So the way that I've seen it or heard from my team is you wouldn't be able to have access to, like I said, the work that we scoped, so you couldn't have access to the admin setting or access to update the code from our end.
Okay, so you mentioned in the email that I think you sent to Adrian, and this was this email you sent on Monday, which is yesterday, and Adrian forwarded this email to me where you mentioned that the third party would not be able to add the admin settings or have access or update to our code. So in regard to this, I want to confirm, I mean, if we do the part that's possible from our end, given the backend access that you can provide or whatever, the console, or the content management system, if that's what it's called, at your end. If you give me that access and we do the work, and if there is any part that needs to be done from your end, is that doable? I mean, can we collaborate on this, and you can do your part, and basically we can do our part from our end?
That's the thing. I think because I've been working with a salesperson on this, I'm not sure. It's either we're kind of, or how it's been explained to me, we're either kind of doing it for them, or we're just passing it off to you guys. I don't think we're gonna do like halfway. So again, I think in just simplest terms, I need to understand what it is that you guys can do based on how Adrian has had that conversation with you all. That way, I can pass it to my team and figure out if that's even possible for us to do.
Okay, in fact, I think the best way to go about it would be that, you can provide us whatever access you can, right? We look into it. I'll sit with my development team as well, because to be honest with you, I'm not a developer myself as well, right? So I'll be having, yeah, I have to sit with the developers and see whether, with the access that you guys can provide, whether what is doable, because, of course, Adrian has sent me a list of things that needs to be done. And once we have the access and once we can look at it, then I can get back to you and I can get back to Adrian as well, and I can let him know and you know as well whether how far we can go with this. So I think the first thing to go from here would be to have the access to be able to look into the back end and see what kind of access privilege we have on the back end as well. So
Okay. All
we
right. I
do
will connect
that.
with the team. I'm just hoping that there is some level of access that can be given so that you guys can see, but let me connect and I'll follow up with Adrian and he'll pass that along to you guys.
Right, so Adrian must have sent you an email for our development team. Did you receive it? I mean, it should be something like dev.team@hoffmeister.com. Did he send that over?
Oh,
to you?
Yeah, I see it. Okay, that's it. Okay, this is the email that'll, for if we can give access, this is the email to give it to you.
Right, so whatever access you guys can give, whatever, you know, the topmost best access we can get to your system, you could just shoot that over to this email, and I'll look at it with the development
team,
and I'll feel free to get back to you in the same number in case I have any questions for you or, you know, I have any updates for you. All right?
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dorian. Thank you for calling in.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You as well. Bye now.